Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about an extension on an extension for ELDs in just a moment.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanamineTD.com.
Cattlemen, if you're not using Synovex 1 grass implants, you could be missing out on an additional $24 per head. Designed to increase weight gain in stocker steers and heifers for up to 200 days, Synovex 1 grass helps you harvest more gain from your pastures. In an Oklahoma trial, Synovex 1 grass stockers outgained cattle implanted with Revelor G or Encore by 20 pounds. Increase your profits on sale day. Visit growwithcinevex.com. Do not use Synovex products on veal calves. Refer to label for complete directions for use, precautions, and warnings. Welcome news for animal agriculture coming yesterday from Uncle Sam. It was an extension on an extension on the ELD rule, the electronic logging device rule regarding hauling livestock across the country. Allison Cook with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says that this 90-day extension, which now allows animal agriculture to continue to operate as is out to mid-June, vital to helping give us time to solve the issue.
We essentially got an extension for ag commodity haulers from the last 90-day exemption from the ELDs for that group. So it's an extension of an additional 90 days. During this time, FMCSA hopes that they can continue to do outreach on the devices themselves to agriculture and specifically livestock haulers. They also hope to be able to provide guidance on the 150 air mile exemption that that ag haulers have, and just put out some further information that will be helpful as we move down this path on ELDs and hours of service.
Allison, what about hours of service? It looks like this is the key issue that needs to be addressed.
So I think through this whole conversation on ELDs, we know that the larger issue at hand is hours of service, and that the current hours of service, which are, again, 11 hours of drive time, 14 hours on duty, and then a 10-hour rest, just don't really work for the live haul community. We have an animal welfare piece that we have to be concerned about at all times, and we have weather to deal with, and those animals, we have to be worried about how that weather negatively affects them. So we're looking to our friends in Congress. We're working on language to fix hours of service so it works for livestock haulers.
Allison, now that we've got this 90-day extension, what exactly is animal agriculture doing? I know that the beef industry, the pork industry especially, working very hard on trying to get some resolution on this. What are the next steps?
We're going to continue to work on hours of service legislation. We're going to continue to work with FMCSA. There is a new administrator over there, Ray Martinez. We're going to continue to work with him and try to get some flexibility on hours of service. We've been attacking ELDs and hours of service from any way possible at this point, and we will continue to do so. I want to remind people that when you're out and about in your hometowns and your members of Congress come home, please remind them that this is still an issue of concern to you. Yes, we got another 90 days today, but we all know that 90 days goes by very quickly. So we need to be reminding members of Congress that this is important so that you can haul your cattle around this country and feed people.
Thank you, Allison. Allison Cook of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office, talking about the extension for animal agriculture that was granted for another 90 days, takes us out into June on this issue regarding the ELD, electronic logging device issue. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration of the Department of Transportation granting that a 90-day extension, hoping for eventually for a livestock exemption, but that's not happened, at least as of yet. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 19th annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 17th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch near Waucomas, Oklahoma, featuring 100 home-raised registered Angus bulls from fall 26 to spring 2017 bulls, selling with the genomically enhanced EPDs for increased reliability. Also selling 40 select grass-ready registered Angus females. The sale books mailed on request. Also go online to pollardfarms.com or msauction.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.